Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, already into hour number two of this Monday, the 24th of May, 2004 edition. We're going to get into the fake Berg video, now mainstream news. Coming up with a new virtual border for all of us. The illegals come in, the citizens can't go out, basically is what it does. Also, a lot of gas price news, a lot of Iraq news, Bush falling off his bicycle is another one of his seizures. It's all coming up in the next hour. Right now, let us go to the calls. Let's talk to Mark, calling us from Rome, Italy.
Actually, it's Rome, New York. I'll be honest.
Okay, because I specifically asked her. I said, "Is it Rome?" And she said, "Yes, it's Rome, in Italy." No, so, well, let's just say you're in Italy. How are things going over there?
Probably even more of a debacle than it is here. But it's funny you thought it was Rome, Italy.
Okay,
you know, I'd like to urge everyone to buy your videos. Number one. Hey there.
Yes, sir.
I want to urge everyone to buy your videos. They're fantastic.
Well, thank you.
I want to ask you a question. Do you find there's any connection between the new mass, the new world, the new mass that they have in the Catholic Church and the new order, new world order that's going on now?
I'm not a Catholic, but a lot of upright, devout Catholics I know say that it is totally different, and this is what's caused all the corruption and the horrible things going on in the Catholic Church. I mean, that's what Mel Gibson and others have said. And his father. But I know a lot of Catholics that have left the mainline Catholic Church.
Yeah, there's a new, they call it a new order of the man, which is so close to the New World Order, it's unbelievable.
Well, they started changing the Mass and the sacraments back in the 60s, didn't they?
Yeah, right. For a non-Catholic, you know a lot about it.
Well, we study all these issues.
I was just wondering if you did study that issue. Obviously, you've looked into it.
Yes, I have.
It was a question I had for you, and keep up the good work.
You bet. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk now to a man who disagrees. Joining us from Kentucky, Michael, go ahead.
Well, you really hit a sore spot with me, Alex. I'm an ally of yours.
Well, it's okay if you disagree with me. Go ahead.
What you said about the bicyclists there earlier, I know it wasn't an issue for the show today, but people in America need to have some, to put it politely, some charity for people on the roads. And I heard you talking about cases where bicyclists are riding along the edge of the road and not when they've got a wide shoulder over there to ride on. And there's been various states that have toyed with the idea. I think West Virginia did it a few years ago, where they actually proposed allowing bicyclists to ride on limited access highways. But the problem you get into, and if you're a bicyclist, you know this, there's just tons of debris over there. There's metal parts and bolts and pieces that fall off. There's rednecks that bust pop bottles on the side of the road. And unless you, even with Kevlar tires, which I've had this happen, I, by the grace of God or whatever, I come home and I can see where a piece of glass or metal or something has cut through that Kevlar belt and a tube is just, for some strange reason, has not popped. But it gets awful dang expensive to try to ride a bicycle for fitness and have to deal with all that. Plus, if you do not make your presence known on the road, cars will pass you up just to turn in front of you. And I've been hit 5 times by idiots driving like that.
Oh, listen.
We need...
Sir, can I say something?
Yeah.
Look. He was talking about these construction zones banning bikes because if there's no shoulder and it's a highway, and they get on the highways where people drive 80 miles an hour, by the way, I just wouldn't do that because it's so scary and so dangerous. I'm not against bicyclists. I have a mountain bike and ride it when I have time. So I'm not here bashing cyclists.
Well, that's not the way you put it, Connie. You said, I don't remember the action.
Well, they do. I mean, it's just, you'll be going down an interstate.
Well, read your driver's manual. Read your driver's manual.
So I should
read your section in your driver's manual about bicyclists, and you will see what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Since this is so important, we'll discuss it some more.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Concentration camps. Torture. Secret arrest. And bicycles. Giving cars the right of way. Dun, dun, dun. One time I said that I don't like cats compared to dogs. I'm a dog person, and I did get some hate mail. I have a cat. I pet it every day. I feed it every morning and night. I just, compared to a dog, it's a pathetic creature. Now, I'll get more hate mail for that one, but this is how we get people to disagree, I guess. No, what I'm saying is I go out and I ride my mountain bike, and I ride it, you know, in the parks and on the green belt when I have time. And in the past, I've owned a 10-speed, and I've ridden it around the city. But just for my own safety, because I know the drivers, some of them are idiots or not paying attention or answering their cell phone, I don't get out off the shoulder and say, let me see. This is a major interstate. People driving 80 miles an hour, running into cars. I mean, I won't get on a motorcycle, okay? I will not get on. I mean, I've ridden dirt bikes and stuff, but I will not get on a motorcycle and drive around. I mean, it's like playing Frogger, you know, the game where the frog tries to jump past the cars. And so that's all I'm saying. And it is irritating where big, beautiful shoulders out in the country, you know, with a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit out there, and we even see Lance Armstrong occasionally going along, and you'll come along and there's like 100 bikes, and man, I've seen them where they're even out in the second lane, and the cars for like 20 minutes are behind all these bikes. The highways were built by Eisenhower. They were designed for cars. And so I disagree with you. I didn't mean to get into your, you know, you sound really angry.
I'm not talking about just the highways. I'm talking about bypasses and things like that, where actually the government has granted local governments intermodal money, where they are supposed to put a bike lane on the side of the road.
Yeah, they've done that in Austin. And we're going to end up like China. They're about to take our cars.
Well,
with
the price of gas going up, and they're not going to let go of any of these hydrogen technologies where you can make your own fuel at home or whatever, then you're going to see, I think you're going to see more of this. And we're looking at an increasingly divided economy and a divided social structure, where you've got the big Humvees, everybody's got what they want, and then everybody else, just like in the movie Demolition Man, where, you know, you come down here and you live with Edgar Friendly at the lower end of the economic spectrum, and hope that people don't run over you when you're on your bicycle just trying to get back and forth to somewhere or for some fitness.
But look,
or whatever.
I mean, sir, you certainly agree that they're idiot drivers, right?
Well, I've been hit by at least four or five of them.
Okay, are there then idiot bicycle riders?
There are some, yeah, that run the red lights and act like they're a New York bicycle messenger or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Let me clarify. That's who I'm talking about. The light turns green, and 10 bicycles come flying in front of me, and I almost hit them. Now, look, I've never hit a bicycle, but sometimes it's hard to dodge these people.
Well, I can understand if they're on a limited access highway, like an interstate highway, and they're taking up both lanes. That's pretty stupid. That's ridiculous.
No,
unless you're talking about some kind of a major event like the Ride Across or the America, where they actually ride from Los Angeles to Georgia, or I forget the route, but they have escort vehicles to do that.
Yeah, I understand. Now, I mean, obviously, this is an issue of some importance, but do you have any comments about the Berg video, experts saying it's fake, top doctors? Do you have any comments about wanting to expand the Patriot Act or any of this?
Well, yes.
Hey, Bush fell off his bicycle this weekend.
That's right. Now, I've been making fun of that myself on my own local broadcast. But now, this, the way you put it, and you have a habit of this, Alex, when people call up with things, you need to watch yourself, because you will make comments that will stir stuff up like this is ancillary to the issue. And what you said when you said that these loony bicyclists that ride when they've got this great big shoulder off the edge, that's what got me going, because I tell you what.
You said that, Michael, and I appreciate the call. I appreciate your opinion. I was talking about the loony bicyclists, and there's loony car drivers. So don't have to take that as personally to you, Michael. I absolve it. It was not for you in Kentucky, you particularly. You know who you are out there, though. Come on. Now, you need to get angry about the other stuff, but I guess if you've been hit four times, I can... That's my point. These car drivers are so crazy. Half the time, I'm one of them. I wouldn't get out there on the side of the highway on a bike. I'm sorry. I mean, I scare me to death. My wife doesn't like getting on I-35 during peak times. People driving 80 miles an hour like nutcases, and you don't see a lot of them on 35 anymore, but you see them on the access road, too, and that's just as busy. Now, folks, I really want to get back into the other news here, but Michael, disagree with me, and people always call in and disagree about stuff like that. You don't like cats? What's wrong with you? Well, no, I own a cat. I'm nice to it. I pet it. It jumps up on my truck and scratches the hood up, which I don't even really particularly care about, but it's just a annoying creature. Let's go ahead. I've started it again. Can we come on, folks? We're not going to talk about your favorite color. We're not going to talk about. I'm not saying your call was that, but it's starting to border on that with where I'm going. So stop it to myself. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Texas. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, my favorite color is blue. No, not really, Alex. The reason I was calling.
But what shade of blue?
Let's just say I like seafoam blue.
Hey, let's put him on hold for a second. Either he's on a speakerphone or something's going on. Turn your radio off. Turn your radios off, please.
That's my courier radio.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. I've been in radio. That feedback is awful.
Wow, lots of people in radio. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, hey, here's the deal. I've been following you since 95, I believe. I think this is the first time I passed you up in the hallway at I remember talking about, you know, hey, this guy Alex Jones, he's got different ideas on what's going on in the government, and everybody in the at Access was, yeah, he's a whack job, and you know, and I was like, what? I was like, okay, well, I kept listening, and came to an epiphany somewhere around 99. It was it was something to do with Kingsville. Remember they were doing the black ops helicopter thing?
Well, yeah, it was the front page of the paper. Black helicopters are attacking, police chiefs throwing them out, buildings blowing up, automatic weapons fire. It's in the paper that it's happening, but then there's an article next to it that I'm a kook because I talk about it.
I know, and I was just like, I went to college there, so I called you that night, you know, and I was like, hey, I know, that's the police station, man. That's exactly what it is. My little sisters were still there in Kingsville. They're tech to tech in their grad degree now, but, and I was like, this guy's not a kook. He's, you know, just, it's simply people who are not, don't have the ability to turn to the page that you're on.
Well, it's not even that. It's not even that. You can show them the page, and they'll say you're a kook because they think it's great. Or, look, people are still in denial about the draft. Senators are calling for it. They're reforming draft boards. They've got 12 bills introduced last time I checked, and people still email me going, it's not true, it's not true.
Yeah, I know.
And that's because Bush isn't going to announce it himself until there's another terror attack. You know, it's like the Patriot Act, too. 6 months after it's introduced, Ashcroft is saying it doesn't exist. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, we have introduced it.
I know.
So, I mean, how do you deal with this invincible ignorance?
A friend of mine actually got me into this. Rob, I won't say his last name. We're both from AMN, though. That ought to give you a clue. We were. We've been cut since the budget cut. But anyway,
Austin Music Network?
Yeah. But Rob is like totally, he was following this stuff, and he was like, hey, man, you guys have that guy Alex Jones here. And I was like, yeah, we do. He's from New York. And he heard about you through watching your Kearney video, the Waco video. He's on the, what was it, Bohemian Grove. You have that running on your website, or you did, at least at one point.
Yes, sir, until... 20 million people went and watched it, and my bank account went into the red.
Ooh.
We still put a lot of free stuff on the site. Listen, what else is on your mind, buddy?
Well, nothing. I was just calling to say keep up the good work, one station at a time. The word will get out. I appreciate the fact.
Hey, I appreciate you too, Kerry, caring and being involved and trying to be informed, and you certainly are, so thank you. Another call from Austin. Mike in Austin, Texas. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Just a couple of points. I mean, riding a bike is ride at your own risk, but that's the way life is. But I wanted to say that I had an idea that everyone stopped buying gasoline on Wednesdays, and we do that for a while, just send a message. And
well, they've had a national strike not to buy gas, not this weekend, but the weekend before last.
Right. I think we ought to do it once a week on Wednesday, just middle of the week, and if you know, if people can abide by that, I think we might.
Well, you know, it always goes up in the summer, so now they're talking about $4 a gallon gas in some areas of the country, and $2.50 even in Texas. How's that sound? How's $2.50 a gallon sound to you?
Well, I get about 8 gallons, 8 miles per gallon, so it doesn't sound very good.
Are you a truck driver?
Yes, sir. I do construction. Beyond that, people need to realize that chemtrails are real. It ties in directly to HAARP. I've done quite a bit of investigating into that. But if people need
the
to go
Earth
to...
The Earth is 20% darker. NASA admits it's the, quote, condensation trails. These new special ice crystals that form at 4,000 feet, they never formed before above 25,000 feet, and magically they don't dissipate. They turn into cloud banks, yes.
Well, I urge people to go to a search engine and look up HAARP, look up the patent. The patent says exactly what it capable of doing. They can also look into Gwen, Elf, and Tetra. And they're just electromagnetic energy frequencies, and the metallic blanket that they're spraying in the sky is a conductive lens to focus energy.
Yeah, it's a resonance system radar, for weather control. It has many different facets, including mind control, and this is mainstream, folks. All right, Mike, good to hear from you. Cliff and others up next when we get back. And then I'll get into more on the Patriot Act, a new, I guess, Patriot Act 3, and much more.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about them, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day is coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We will get to more of your wondrous calls in the next segment. But right now, I wanted to get to this story here. This is out of the New York Times. And it says, officials juggle bids for positions in the new Iraq. Bids for positions. See, people come to them and say, I want to be part of the new Iraqi Governing Council. And then our government appoints them. Think about that. President Bush prepared for a campaign to rally support at the United Nations for his policies in Iraq on Sunday, while senior envoys struggled in Baghdad with competing demands by Shiite, Sunnis, and Kurds for the top positions of the new caretaker government, officials said. Oh, it's a caretaker. It's appointed. It's democracy. So I guess our government can be appointed and it can be democracy. And just a side issue, also from the Austin American Statesman, that was a New York Times article, this is a Statesman article, in the womb baby photos draw attention from regulators. They're trying to shut down these medical outfits where you can go get the 3D ultrasound of your baby. And I've talked to doctors about this. They say it's not dangerous. But why does the government not want you to have this? I mean, this is they've got this same stuff in the airports that'll look right through your clothes, or they can turn it up higher and look right into your body, to your beating heart. That's what this ground-penetrating radar does. That's all it is. Because they don't want you to see how these are little babies alive. I mean, even at 3 or 4 months, fully formed. And it says, ultrasound firm says its services don't fall under keepsake label. And the Clearview ultrasound of Austin offers what it calls extraordinary bonding experience for those who want to see their unborn child moving inside the womb. We see babies smile and wave, co-owner Kathy Dimmick said of the images. It's $140,000 equipment produces. It's amazing what this technology has been able to show. Often mothers, and especially fathers, cry at the first glimpse of the baby. I mean, it's crisp and clear, folks. But the Food and Drug Administration has determined that using fetal ultrasound for non-medical purposes presents serious public health issues. Ah. They say ultrasound is totally safe, and if it's, quote, in a medical checkup, it's okay. But if you have a doctor running one of these just because you want to see your baby, that shouldn't be legal. See, now it's not just the police saying you can't videotape them. We're going to arrest you, even though there's no law. Now, oh, by the way, don't look at your baby. Don't show people those crisp images of the human being. That's just a fetus. That's just a blob of tissue. Because this thing is really slashing abortion. Abortion is the statistics, the numbers of abortions, it's starting to slow down. And it's freaking them out. That's why this is happening. The Food and Drug Administration has determined that using fetal ultrasound for non-medical purposes presents serious public health issues, spokesman Sharon Snyder said, because ultrasound is a form of energy pregnant women should avoid unnecessary exposure, she said. Although there is no evidence to date that ultrasound is unsafe for the woman or the fetus, it can produce physical effects in tissue, such as mechanical vibrations and the slight rise in temperature. The FDA said in a consumer advisory last year. Well, the FDA says that, then how do they have these in 5 airports? It's the same thing. Same system. The agency is aggressively evaluating its enforcement options, Snyder said. We urge state authorities to look into it. The State Department of Health, Drugs, and Medical Devices Division is investigating several keepsake companies to see whether they are using medical devices for entertainment, program director Tom Brink said. Boy, do they go investigate, you know, these plastic surgeons maiming people? Do they go investigate, women getting larger augmented breasts for their entertainment or their enjoyment? No, they don't mess with that. But, oh, we may have to shut down showing that these are babies in there. When is it going to end, people? When is it going to end? Oh, we want you to have freedom with your body. We want you to be able to kill that baby. But you don't have the right to look at it. We want your 12-year-old to have the right, the government says, to go have an abortion without your authorization and have the public school pay for it. But they got to get a letter to go to the planetarium or the zoo from you. But so we want your children to be able to kill their babies, but we don't want you to be able to look at your baby. You can kill your baby, but you can't look at it. Because then you might decide not to kill it. And believe me, that's why this is happening. It doesn't matter if they got doctors who go, hey, I'll go into business, show people their baby with this new 3D system. No, no, no. We're going to have to shut this down. Your calls and a bunch of important news coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
All right, it's this live Monday edition. We've reached the halfway point in this global transmission, 33 minutes past the hour. And your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Let me get into some more of this news. It's all very important, so it needs to be covered. This is out of the New York Times as well. U.S. set to erect virtual borders. Bidders with Texas ties vie to build database network to track visitors. The Department of Homeland Security is on the verge of awarding the highest contract in its young history for a far-reaching system that could cost as much as $16 billion and would employ a network of computer databases to track visitors to the United States long before they set foot here. And it goes on in the article. I've got another one here out of the Washington Post I want to go over. But 5 years ago, maybe it's 6 years ago now, time just keeps flying by us, there were official United Nations press releases. You learn so much reading corporate and government and quasi-governmental press releases. And they had this big borders symposium in Australia. No, it was New Zealand. I'm going from memory here. And they said, we have to have a global ID card, and this is going to fit in with the new global sales tax and global energy tax and global money transfer tax. And they said, how we'll sell it. I mean, this is out in the open. This is a press release to other governmental offices, or kind of a memorandum of understanding via treaty law. I ought to dig that back out and post that. That was interesting. I spent weeks on that. It was so dangerous. And since I've seen countless other stories along those lines, as the infrastructure is put in. And they said, we'll sell it that you don't have to have a world ID card in your country. But if you want to leave the country, you have to have this card. And we'll sell it that, oh, well, it's to keep bad foreigners from coming into your country. But then when you leave, you'll have to have it too. And it'll be a certain identification number, a biometric photo, a biometric thumbprint. And now the new passports are doing that. You want a passport, you've got to do it as an American. But then you hear, oh, it's just for the foreigners. When they come in, they get the background check and all of this and have to be biometrically scanned and thumbprinted and put into the system. So it's a global ID card. And then Bush said about, what, 5 months ago? He said, oh, but don't worry. Canadians, Germans, Chinese, Africans, they all have to do it. But if you're from Mexico, you're waived. You don't have to do this. But as a citizen to get a driver's license in most states, you have to. And now to get they're now shifting over to the new passport, you have to do it. So citizens have to do it. Foreigners have to do it. But, of course, they'll be allowed in. But not if you're from precious Mexico that we're being merged with in the Pan-American Union, the first big step in that. So the Department of Homeland Security is on the verge of awarding the biggest contract in its young history for an elaborate system that would cost as much as $15 billion. And employ a network of databases to track visitors in the United States long before they arrive. The contract, which will probably be awarded in coming days to one of three final bidders, is already generating considerable interest as federal officials try to improve significantly their ability to monitor those who enter and more than 300 border crossings, checkpoints by land, sea, and air, where they are going and where they pose a terrorist threat. And again, it's the same integrated system. Echelon's tied into Infopol 9 in Europe, their big spy system. It's all one big grid, and they're calling it a virtual border. Virtual. But they'll also accept any of the fake ID cards issued by now dozens of consulates, these matricula cards, which we had the head of the Colorado Senate on last year, and he went out himself to prove it and got four ID cards with four different names. So you're going to be micromanaged, you're going to be controlled as a citizen, and you can be secretly arrested and secretly executed if you have a fake ID card. Yeah, that's in Patriot Act too. That's an act of high terrorism. But if you're an illegal alien, it's totally legal. By the way, a major banking chain, Wells Fargo, Vicente Fox was here last year, actually early this year, giving awards to the city and to Wells Fargo for not following the laws, and that was for the city and Wells Fargo for issuing their own ID card that banks and businesses and government is accepting. Why banks issue IDs now? But not if you're a citizen, baby. You better show three forms, the thumbprint, lick their boots. And then one of my good friends has been an apartment manager for over 20 years. She manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin, works for the largest property management company in the country. And last Christmas, she was at their big corporate meeting in Dallas and sitting around in the big conference room, and she was told, and they were all told, if a citizen, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter, they just said openly, and they said, don't tell anybody about this. I need to get her on the air, but she'd lose her job. She won't do it. She said, look, if it's a citizen, they can only have two people if it's a two-person apartment, four if it's a four-person. Even if somebody looks like they're visiting more than a week, fine them, kick them out, whatever. We've secretly been taken over by government housing. One-third of our housing is. We no longer have to pay any income tax because of this. But the government's told us, let illegals stay. Tend to a room if they want to. These are nice apartments. People are wondering why this is all happening. So it's designed. Why do people who come to this country, these immigrants, why do they get 10 years without having to pay taxes? Did you know that? It's designed to displace the people that were already indigenously here. It's designed to evaporate the middle class, to have a giant servant slave class. After they're done, oh, the foreigners will have to pay taxes. Okay, I got a bunch of other key news, but let's go back to the calls as promised. I guess up next here is Cliff in Tejas in Texas. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm going to try and stay on topic here with
okay.
The last round of calls. As far as the Nick Berg beheading video goes, I have to say I watched it two times, and there was definitely something going on. I mean, I was kind of creeped out by watching it, but wouldn't you think if you're a terrorist and you're going to behead someone, it'd be easy to slip on a wedding ring or stage that it could possibly be you know, Americans or whatnot. And second off, I mean, how do you actually go about staging a beheading? You know, I mean, was he already dead and they cut his head off? You know, it's just kind of the whole thing is bizarre to me. And,
well, that's why I'm glad you bring this up, but that's why we do a disservice, Cliff, if we don't give people background. Nick Bird drops out of an Ivy League college with almost a perfect grade point average, classic intelligence MO, is connected now to two hijackers with his passcodes. On bus rides, he just gives them his computer two separate occasions and gives them codes. It's just no big deal. Then he travels around the world helping the poor disadvantaged, the quiet American with his bag of high-tech electronics. He works at Abu Ghraib prison. He works with a shadowy Iraqi connected to Russian organized crime who also works for the State Department. And then he just magically gets grabbed by the security forces and then gets released. And within hours, is in Al Qaeda's hands. Now they admit it wasn't Al Qaeda, and the person they claim cut his head off has been dead for over 3 months. This is all admitted, by the way. And now top doctors in the U.S., Australia, all over, there's had to be 50 reports of this, have looked at it. No blood spraying, no jerking, no movement. They say he was already dead. If that's even a person getting their head cut off. Now that's what forensic university heads who teach the FBI agents are saying. Okay.
No, I mean it definitely looks as though there's no blood. You know,
there's a little
everywhere.
Bit of blood on the ground.
But it's not like what you would think if it'd be splattering all over the walls or something. I mean, we've seen horror movies that are worse than that, but. You know, I had no idea about him working at Abu Ghraib prison and stuff, but it just seems so odd that, you know, they would have, like, someone who could craft a head and, you know, look just like his whole...
Well, last summer I almost completely cut my finger off, and it was flopping around, and it was blood spraying.
Yeah.
A good 2 feet.
I mean, let alone throat, you know, I mean...
But that blood just literally...
Yeah. And the timing of it also, you know, Abu Ghraib, here we're abusing all these prisoners and, you know, look how bad we are. Well, you know, look how good we are. We're fighting these guys and they're cutting people's heads off. But
And CBS had all this stuff a long time before. They held off on it. So, folks, this is scripted. Okay, good to hear from you, Cliff. Interesting points. Let's talk to Malta in Denmark. Malta, welcome.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hello.
I just want to make a little comment about this, about the Catholic Church. Maybe it's about this involvement in Illuminati in the Catholic Church. If it's real, Illuminati founded the Catholic Church. Just what I want to say.
Are you saying that...
The Illuminati founded the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago.
Well, people can certainly debate that. I've heard that said, but I mean, the Catholic Church was supposedly founded by one of the apostles. Are you saying that one of the apostles was a Illuminati agent?
I don't know the Bush family.
I mean, what happened is you had the Christian Church underground, and then later a Roman emperor took it over and made it the official language. So. I wouldn't even say the Catholic Church goes back exactly 2,000 years.
Why I read this guy who make Catholic Church the state religion in the Roman Empire was
Constantine.
He was in a bloodline of Illuminati.
Very interesting. I appreciate the call. How's stuff going over in Denmark?
I don't know. It's quite okay. I don't hope we get some terrorist attack. We have this European referendum. Maybe next.
Yeah,
fall.
A terror attack would probably help the globalists get their plan through. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Malta. Let's talk to Mark in Ohio. Mark, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Alex? Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just wondering. You were talking about the ultrasound and all that. Not the ultrasound, but the ground penetrating radar that can be used for to look at the children.
Yeah, it's the same. It's basically the same thing.
Well, I was also listening last night. If all people, Art Bell. I'm not a big fan of Art Bell, but he did bring some interesting information out about BPL. And
yeah, well, the ultra high frequency data transfer down power lines has nothing to do with ground penetrating
radar.
Well,
the thing of it is, I mean, it's been proven that people who live under high power lines have health effects and stuff like that happen to them. I mean,
yeah, but it's a totally different it's a totally different type of energy radiance that's in ultrasound compared to what the RF that comes off a power line.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if they, I mean, they're making such a big deal about how that could help hurt them. I mean, has anyone did any studies to see if that other thing actually
well
does
certainly it's problem. Been proven that cell phones, all of it, it's not good for you.
And
that's my point. This ultrasound isn't bad for you, but now it's so crisp, it shows the baby in perfect detail. People mm-hmm. are then not aborting their children, and the globalists now want to ban you being able to see your baby in an ultrasound at a private facility.
Well, it comes down to this. They found out that, hey, they could make money. Doctors could make money doing it. They'd be doing a good service for the people. They don't want them to do it. And
yeah, they're telling the family, you can kill that baby anytime you want up until it's born, but you can't look at it.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Hey,
and
good to hear from you.
Thank you for doing such a service for us.
Hey, thank you, Mark, for the call. Good points. Rob in Wyoming. Rob, go ahead.
Alex, two things. The Patriot Act and Patriot Act 2 both refer to U.S. persons and agents of a foreign power.
Yeah, and by that definition, that's then under the 14th Amendment.
Right.
That's like if they say, do you reside? Are you under the city of Austin? You're then agreeing to their corporate fiction.
Reside means you're doing business there. I'm really grateful to what you've done for us, man. I would like
to see. Listen, callers, you guys need to stop telling me how great I am.
Well,
I'm just doing my duty.
That's preceding a slight criticism. I would like to see more about the other fork of our defense, which is figuring out the real nature of citizenship and that kind of stuff.
Let me boil it down for people. It's all contract fraud. The Federal Reserve is private. Private banks own the government, set up a clone of it, built it via the Uniform Commercial Code. They're now dismantling the old republic, getting completely rid of it. We've had parallel systems for a while. They're just dismantling the old completely and giving us high-tech tyranny, absolutely no rights, maritime admiralty. I got a gun. I got a black ski mask. I got a gulag. I'm your owner, Roman Empire.
What about this? This may be a dumb idea. I'm just throwing it out there. What if all the patriots, this would require, it's oversimplified, require a lot of sacrifice and coordination. All patriots, whatever color they're under, liberal, conservative, whatever, atheist, anything, as long as they're in agreement that the government was complicit behind 9/11, even if they just agree that we can't have a dictatorship here, and they all gravitate toward the same area of the country, kind of like the Free States Project, only with more teeth in it.
The problem is anything big gets infiltrated with provocateurs. What we need is millions of people fighting, building their own media empires, educating people. That's what we need. And by media empire, I mean 100 people you inform a month. That is incredible. Start websites. Get access to TV shows. Get local talk shows. Call into talk shows. Form organizations. Pick a couple issues.
Oh, I'm trying to get public access show to show your film, especially 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and the sequel, Masters of Terror. And
well,
they're balking at that.
They have to show it. Read their bylaws.
I know they do, but it's a hassle. It's hard to know which one, like the TIPS program, like this. You're drafted into watching a monitor screen. What if everybody just informed, sent in news tips that the government was behind 9/11? And then that way they can't deny and claim. I've kept receipts of all
the press. I got on air before 9/11, and I said they're going to use bin Laden as the patsy to attack New York, call the White House, tell them not to do it.
Right.
I mean, that's prior knowledge right there. So I think that's a good idea. People should call in to the FBI and others and the Homeland Security and say, okay, here's the San Francisco Chronicle. Do you want evidence of people with prior knowledge?
And if they ignore
and they'll say yes. You go, okay, San Francisco Chronicle says the White House called Mayor Willie Brown and told him not to fly. Here's MSNBC Newsweek. The Joint Chiefs of Staff admit they were told not to fly by the White House. So go investigate them.
And if they ignore the tips from thousands and thousands of millions of people, that means that they provably complicit in aiding and abetting.
We can rent time.
The Patriot Act.
We can rent time on a big TV station somewhere on the East Coast, have man the phone banks and go, everybody call right now. We're going to talk to them, see what they're saying. We're calling the government and asking them about this. That'd be a good stunt to pull.
Preferably somewhat coordinated.
We're calling the government and asking them why the FBI agents who blocked the good FBI agents from stopping Al-Qaeda got record cash bonuses.
Well, I called one of my senator's aides who's advising him and interpreting legislation for him, and he didn't agree that, Section 254B, I think, the one that defines, or the one that's the so-called sunset clause in the Patriot Act?
Yeah.
224B.
Yeah.
224A and B, but especially B.
No, it says, it lists, all of these are not sunsetted, and it's all the key subsections, 215, 214, 802.
Well, but even beyond that, B says any investigation initiated before the sunset, which by definition they can't be initiated after the sunset. Under
well,
the
I mean, how crazy are you? You actually read bills. That's Al-Qaeda-ish right there.
I'm a thought criminal.
You should just believe whatever they tell you.
Well, I can't.
You know, Rumsfeld says he never said there were weapons of mass destruction. So what if he was on TV 100 times conservatively saying it? He didn't say it, so just shut up.
Take
There's
care, man.
There's no draft. As they set up the draft boards and introduce the legislation, there's no plan, you're crazy. Thanks for the call. Just doesn't exist. I'm going to stick my head in the sand here. Okay, everything's fine. Government's good. Never did anything bad. We should give up all of our freedoms. Government is God. I mean, the government says so. It must be true.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. We are accelerating towards the third hour, so stay with us for that. Coming up, Kerry is related to King Harold. He's not just related to Queen Elizabeth, he's also related to the royalty in Oslo, Norway, and to the French, and to everyone else, that's right, and so is Lord Bush. They're all very closely related, but they even look quite a bit alike. How interesting. Also, White House guilty of breaking propaganda law. Hundreds of millions. It wasn't 70 million. Now we learn it's hundreds of millions of fake newscast. fake newscasts that I've even seen air here locally. I don't watch much TV. Just fake newscasts. They don't tell you it's the government. It's just a new news channel you need to believe in. Supreme Court just ruled that if they stop your car at a checkpoint and they're searching you, they go ahead and search all the other cars. If they're stopped one car, they can stop them all and search him. It's all part of the freedom. And a lot more coming up in the third hour. And, of course, your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Some of the other story, a split in OPEC, and the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, as Saudis talk of pumping more to get Bush reelected. Video shows Iraq wedding celebration, the dead babies all over the place. We'll talk about that. UK plans mini nuke strike force. And Britain becomes less neighborly. Wait till you hear about people. Wait till you hear about they won't even help their neighbor when they're, you know, dead on the ground. Chalabi's in trouble, and just a lot of other key news and information in a huge news blitz that's coming up in the third hour of this global transmission. Before I end this hour, I want to encourage all of you to go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. PrisonPlanet.tv today. Most weeks I put up an hour report. This week I'm going to put up three or four different special video reports on a host of issues, special text reports, audio interviews. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. And it makes this broadcast possible. We're victims of our own success. My four websites total get over 20 million visitors. That's visitors, not hits, visitors, a month now, but no one buys anything, so we can't keep paying for it. So just go sign up, and then a lot of it's still free. But, you know, I put all my videos up there for free, and then millions of people watched it, and my bank account disappeared. And so, again, PrisonPlanet.tv, my friends. Go sign up today. I've also made 10 films, carry a bunch of other videos and great books. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the site, to decide what videos you want to watch lengthy free clips of the films. Matrix of Evil, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 2000, America Destroyed by Design. All of these are great videos you need to have. They're $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. $20 a piece when you order three or more. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special, a $30 discount on the five-tape special, $36 discount, boom, boom, boom. You're starting to get the idea here. I got books from $5 to $26 because they're 800 pages long. All this great research, all the best materials I found out there, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com to order via our secure, safe shopping carts, or call toll-free, my friends, and the operators can answer your questions and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You're not authorized to make copies of the videos I carry that other people have made, but you are authorized to make copies of the 10 films I've produced. So go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, order the videos, make copies, give them to your neighbors, your friends, your family. Start waking people up. Evil cannot triumph or even thrive or get moving like it has if we stand up. So you're in the gap, folks. You're in the trenches. You're right beside me, not behind me. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Third hour, straight ahead. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs.
The Berkey Lights rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.